Thank you, Louise.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. And welcome to the meeting of the Georgetown Council on the 26th of March, 2024. We'll start with our acknowledgement of country, as is our custom. The Georgetown Council acknowledges the Palawa people from the Litera Marina tribe from Port Dalrymple as the traditional custodians of the land. We honour and give thanks for the caring of country, seas and skies of Kini, Matata, Kinta and surrounds. We pay respect to the elders past, present and future, for they hold the memories, traditions, culture and hope of Pākehā people in Litruwita. Before we get started, I'd like to firstly just acknowledge mayors of past. Lawrence Archer, welcome. It's a great privilege to have you in attendance today. Thank you for joining our meeting. As well as the rest of the members of the gallery, thank you for joining us today. Attendance today, we have from councillors, we have Councillor Barwick, we have Councillor Mason, we have Councillor Heather Ashley, Councillor Winston Archer, Councillor Tim Harris, Councillor Lowe, Councillor Orr, Deputy Mayor Greg Dawson, and myself, Greg Keyser, as Mayor. From the staff side, we'll see in no particular order, we've got our General Manager, Shane Power, Andrew McCarthy, Head of Infrastructure and Other Things, Rick, having a mental black, Rick, done, thank you very much, thank you Rick, Cheryl Hyde, our Director of Finance. We've got various different planners, Alex, Justin and Tamara from our building team. And of course, we have Louise, who is our Executive Assistance and Governance Officer as well. And Jackie Dolan. Jackie, what's your title? Executive Assistant of Infrastructure and Development. I think we got everybody there. Thank you. Okay, we will start out with acknowledgement of the minutes. So section 2, confirmation minutes, 2.1, the ordinary council meeting held on the 27th of February. Can I ask for a mover and a seconder? Mover of the minutes, please. Councillor Harris is our mover, seconded by Councillor Mason. Councillor Harris is the mover. Councillor Mason.
Likewise, thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Any speakers for or against? I'll put that straight to a vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand or say aye. And we are unanimous. Section 3, late items. There are none this month. Section 4 is public question time. Any of the members of the gallery who will be asking questions, I just ask you to please familiarise yourself with our public question time policy. In short, you've got 2 minutes to ask a question. And that kind of cuts to the chase. At which point, I have received one question on notice. I'm going to ask Justin to come up to the front. Not on notice. And one question which I've received at the meeting from Mr. Hagen. Doug, you want to come and ask your question, please? Come to the lectern and grab a microphone.
This will be short and quick. There's 3 points that I'd like to bring out. The village of Beechford at present does not have the facilities or infrastructure to cope with such a development. Secondly, the 2007 proposal required a sewage treatment plant. And the plans were withdrawn when it was totally priced out of the ability of the developers and council and whoever. And with that, there are members of this council still here that were involved in that situation. The third point I will bring out is the most important part of all is the Currys River at Beechford is an estuary. And it is an estuary and it is within the boundary of the 5 Mile Bluff Conservation Area. And it has not flowed to sea on tidal since late November.
All right, and your question, Mr. Hagen, is?
Just to address those points is the real question. They have not been, some of it has not been addressed.
Okay, let us do that here. You are here, so you're showing the courtesy, and I appreciate it. So how about we do this through the chair? We have got our planner, Justin Simons, who's been intricately involved throughout this entire process. Justin, can we just ask for your reflection on those three points, please?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. With respect to the first point, Village of Beachford at the present does not have the facilities or infrastructure to cope with such a development. As part of the development, that infrastructure will be required to be installed as it's in order to facilitate this development. So any infrastructure that is relied on by this development will be required to be upgraded to meet the requirements of this development. So while it's not there now, it will happen as a result of this development. And that doesn't mean that existing areas will be, that they need to address the issues associated with these existing areas, but the development will not be exacerbating those issues, as it require sufficient infrastructure to manage those issues associated with the development.
Good.
The 2007 proposal requiring sewage treatment plant, so that was dismissed by the planning tribunal. So it was not council's choice not to have that sewage treatment plant. The tribunal ruled that there was no within scope for council to require that to occur. So again, it's not likely in scope at this point either. With respect to the third point in Currie's River Estuary, so I'm uncertain with that whether your concern is around stormwater or wastewater. But with respect to that, I can't comment on the flows of the estuary. I'm not familiar with that. But the advice that I've received from our infrastructure department and our environmental health officers is that the development has sufficient capacity to deal with wastewater on site through secondary treated wastewater treatment systems. Those systems will result in a quality of water that is above what you would normally associate with a septic tank. So by the time it's reaching the river, that water is not going to have an adverse environmental impact. With respect to stormwater, there are requirements in the permit to upgrade the system and to treat the water prior to discharge.
Thank you very much. Is that helpful, Doug?
A question to add.
I'm going to allow one more question. So the
one question that it ties to the estuary itself. At present, there are 12 or 13 different water sources going into that estuary along the front of the village. And some, are in easements, some are not. Some are, just drainage off of the roads, and basically, it cannot handle more.
So, again, and I'm not a planner, so I'm going to ask for Justin's help as I attempt to give an answer. I think that the major lens that we're applying here is, you have to look as a planning authority at the application in isolation.
I just wanted to bring this point out, and that's good enough.
And I know you to be a reasonable fellow, so but that's the key lens of when we act as a planning authority, is to make sure that it is compliant and make sure that it doesn't exacerbate any of the downstream users. And again, we have yet to make a decision as a planning authority. I'm sure this one will be well debated. But that's certainly the guidance that we have been given.
It's up to council to debate it.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate the question. Are there any other questions from the gallery today? Mr. Archer, please come right in.
Thank you, Mayor. My question relates to the subdivision at Beachford and specifically to stormwater, but it seems as though the revised conditions may well have addressed it, but I just seek clarification where it says that all works, it now says that all works are required, works required as a result, including the upgrades, are to be borne by the developer. As a point of clarification, the upgrades, which I believe will be required in Higgins and Ryan Street, where present is insufficient, the are they, those upgrades, to be borne, the cost of those to be borne by the developer?
So through the chair to Justin Simons.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The developer has a responsibility to provide a drainage system for his development, and in doing so, any works that are required must be capable of supporting the existing stormwater that is going through those systems. Now, I guess one of the difficulties in Beechford is that there are probably a number of properties that are not connected to those systems. It is not the developer's responsibility to fund upgrades to a capacity that will cater for everybody that's not already connected to those systems. Their responsibility is to provide for what's there now and to provide for their development. Council may, through some of the considerations that it's doing, look at whether there are opportunities to piggyback on that work and require more to be done, but that's another question for another day.
Thank you.
Clarification there, Mayor. The there is already, I believe, a pipe down Ryan Street, it is, I believe, the which will be insufficient to cope, well, I don't think there's any doubt about that, to cope with this new subdivision. So will require removal or a larger size stormwater drain between Davies and the estuary.
I'm going to have a stab at this one with your indulgence.
Well, if you just wait, yeah. Will that? It's on. It's on the current. A replacement of the current line is going to be required. Will that be at the cost of council or the developer?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Again, any works that they require to facilitate their subdivision will be at their expense. Any damage that they undertake to existing infrastructure, so if they're taking capacity away, it will be their responsibility to ensure that that capacity remains. So they will foot the bill for any works that are required to facilitate their subdivision. Any works that are required above and beyond that, council will need to consider whether it contributes to or doesn't contribute to. So essentially, it is their responsibility to do the work to provide for their development.
And I'll just reiterate my earlier statement. So as the planning authority today, we will look at the application in isolation specific to the 40 lots. We won't, as part of that, look at the downstream impact or the impact on the existing infrastructure aside from what is directly serviced and attached to that 40-lot subdivision application.
Thank you, Mayor. If the current, so I still require clarification on this, the current council-owned infrastructure for stormwater cannot cope with the development of this 40-lot subdivision, and it's going to have to be upgraded.
Yes.
Is that going to be at the cost of the developer or the council?
So, through you, Mr. Mayor, again, the cost will be to the developer, but only to the point where they are providing for the existing infrastructure that is there and any increased capacity that is required for their development. They are not required to upgrade it with sufficient capacity to provide for the whole of Beechford, for example.
Right.
Anything above and beyond their development and the existing capacity of that pipe is the responsibility of council.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Archer.
As a follow-up question, if I may, this will be done. Presumably, this undertaking will be in stages, this subdivision. At what stage will they be required to upgrade that stormwater?
Through the chair again.
Through the chair, the stormwater upgrades are required to facilitate one stage. So when we look at staging, we look at what works are required to facilitate that stage. If it's a stage that requires additional stormwater down those directions, then they'll be required to upgrade that at that stage. If you split the subdivision vertically, for example, so that Ryan went at a later stage in Higgins, you might end up with different works being done at different stages. But any works required to facilitate any one stage must be done at that stage. In this case, that work has to be done at stage one.
Good. Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Justin.
Thank you for your attendance. Thank you, Justin. That's great. Any further questions from the gallery? Thank you very much. Thanks for coming, Doug.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Section 5, declarations of interest to councillors. Do any of you want to declare a interest, real or perceived, pertaining to today's agenda?
Thanks, Mayor. After consultation with multiple people and different opinions on item 7.2, I'm going to declare an interest on that, and being that I'm a tenant and occupier of neighbouring land, however not materially affected by the subdivision, but just abundantly err on the side of caution.
Thank you, Councillor Archer. Anybody else? Okay, just noting Councillor Archer has declared a perceived interest. I note Section 6, the General Manager's Declaration.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, if I may. Just that section brings to the attention of Council and Gallery that at item 7.2 in the published agenda, there has been circulated an amended officer's recommendation in relation to DA 2023/99 for Lot 1 Davis Street, Beachford. There are hard copies available, and I believe the gallery has been given a copy of that hard copy showing, alternate recommendation showing track changes to what was in the agenda itself. So I anticipate that Council will be considering an alternate recommendation at that point. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, General Manager. And as is our custom, again, just remind everybody that for Section 7, we are acting as a planning authority. So councils are a planning authority. Each council acts as the planning authority for their municipality. In this role, councillors consider development applications and make administrative decisions that are based on the council's planning scheme. While councillors are obliged to consider the community's views, this does not mean that they can vote in favour of those views while fulfilling the role of a planning authority. Councillors must make planning decisions based on whether a planning application is consistent with the local planning scheme, even if members of the community object to the planning proposal. That leads us on to item 7.1, which is for DA 2024/8 for 9 Barrack Street, Georgetown. This is a residential application for multiple dwellings, one existing and two new. I will point you to the recommendation, which is on page 32. And the recommendation is to approve, subject to conditions. The conditions start at the top of page 33 and run all the way down through permit notes to the middle of page 36. Can I call for a mover, please, for item 7.1? Councillor Lowe is our mover, seconded by Councillor Archer. Councillor Lowe, take it away.
Thank you. So as the report outlines, that there are a number of conditions that are being imposed on the developer to make sure that they do meet the standards. And from what I can read and the recommendations provided, there's no choice but to approve. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Archer.
No, thanks.
I'll open that to speakers for or against, or questions to Mr. Bowe and to Justin Simons. Any questions? It's looking like a pretty short one. Councillor, anything to say in closing?
Only that it was interesting that there was the airport code, which I'd never come across before, so I thought that was interesting. So other than that, no, thank you.
All right, we'll put that one to a vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand or say aye. And we are unanimous. Stay where you are. Section 7.2. So 7.2, you good? Do you want to go? Councillor Archer-Leaven, thank you very much. Duly noted. I'm seeing 119. Thank you. So section 7.2 is for DA 2023-99 for Lot 1, Davis Street, Beechford, which is a subdivision for 40 lots and roads. This is an extensive report. I'm not going to labour on it except to say that it's a good read. Compliments, Justin. The recommendation starts on page 73, which is to recommend, subject to numerous and various conditions. I note as well the general manager's earlier comment that the recommendation has changed somewhat. The new version is on the screen, but we have perused that during our workshop session. And the recommendation runs all the way through permit notes to the middle of page 80. On that note, I'm going to call for a mover for item 7.2, please. Councillor Lowe is on the trot today, seconded by Councillor Harris. Councillor Lowe, take it away.
Thank you. I certainly don't want to be on the trot. I didn't want to be the person that says, let's approve this. Obviously, I'm doing it as the planning authority, and I've understood the concerns of the representatives and the responses from Justin and the alterations that the developer has put forth to appease the conditions and concerns for the residents of Beechford, and I don't live in the area. I visit friends there, so I don't have the firm understanding of how it will be for those residents, but unfortunately I believe that as the role as a planning authority, I've read, I don't have anything that jumps out to me that hasn't been addressed, so I feel that again we don't have I don't feel that I could move anything different from the advice received from the planner. So I so move, please.
Thank you, Councillor Lowe. Councillor Harris.
Thank you, Mayor. This is a long-standing initiative that's been looked at on several occasions, and I welcome the fact that we can allow them the ability to try.
Thank you, Councillor Harris. Echo your sentiment. With that, I will open to the floor. Any speakers for or against or questions? Councillor Orr.
Through the chair to the planning. So in reports says the area was originally zoned village. How long ago was that?
So through you, Mr. Mayor. Exactly when it was zoned village is unclear, but by the 1991 planning scheme, it was put in as village in that scheme. Prior to that, planning was largely regulated to the larger townships, so we don't essentially have a planning scheme that applied to that area prior to that time. So at least since 1991, it's been in the village zone.
And since then, it's been rezoned to low density, is that correct? And when was that?
Yes, so more recently in the as part of our transition to the local provision schedule of the state plan scheme, it transitioned to village, from village rather to low density residential. That was largely because the low density residential, the village zone rather, as it is, currently is in the state plan scheme, provides for a whole bunch of uses that just never would have occurred in in any of these coastal townships, so a large portion of them transitioned from village to low density to ensure that they were largely residential uses in nature rather than other commercial type activities.
So during that process, was the community consultated?
So in the sense that the planning scheme was notified to the entire community, yes. But I don't know, it was already halfway through the process by the time I arrived here, so I don't know what got to determining those zones, but certainly the once those zones were determined, they were publicly notified and all ratepayers in the municipality received notification of that.
Would you know if there were any objections at that time?
There were no objections other than at Bilbo Beach, where there was a request for a higher density zoning, but otherwise no objections to the change in zoning.
We've had previously passed similar sort of subdivisions in other parts of our coastal communities, and where we hadn't put conditions on footpaths before, so why's the change now?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. As part of the coastal character township plans that council is undertaking, we've done sufficient consultation to get a better understanding of what types of infrastructure might be installed and where they might be installed in those townships. In some of those previous instances, that work had not been done. So there were too many questions around whether that location was a good location for a footpath, who it would serve, where it would go and where it would end up to, what standard it might be constructed to, whether it's concrete or asphalt or gravel, and essentially no commitment that would ever be expanded. So we might have ended up with sort of short lengths of footpaths in isolated locations. Essentially, the infrastructure would be, you know, require replacing before it went anywhere. Now that the character plans are, we have a clearer picture from what's been done through the character plans, we know where the busiest streets are, where those footpaths are likely to be located, and in this case, this development is on one of the streets that's been identified as a street that such a footpath would be of benefit to the community. Looking at the justification, there's also those justifications, whether the character plans get up or don't get up, the justifications that they've used follow through. It's a busy street. It's basically one of the distributor streets for the town. So that would be the focus, where if you're putting in a footpath, that would be the footpath. It would eventually connect up to the recreation ground, being one of the main walking routes in the town. So we've got to the point where there's sufficient justification, I guess, and sufficient strategic investigation done to recommend that be installed.
Thank you.
So in the proposal there's no allowance for public open space. Does the council at the moment own any land for public open space at Beechwood?
Through the chair, at the moment council does not own any open space at Beechwood. Council does lease the recreation ground, which is zoned specifically for open space recreation purposes, and the township fronts the coastal reserve with relatively good access to the beach.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Orr. Any other questions?
Not so much a question,
Councillor
just
Dawson.
An explanation, I suppose. Council has been provided with some changes to the motion that have been put up on the board, and just to speak to them, I believe Councillor Archer's had a conversation with Justin to sort of develop the thoughts around this. One of the first comments that's been highlighted is the plan will be accompanied by an amended stormwater design report incorporating the following. And point three has had an addition, and it now reads, stormwater infrastructure in Higgins Street must have sufficient supply to accommodate the existing lots already connected to the system, and the new parties, as well as accommodate flows from the new development. And that's a positive change, I see. There's another one that's been included towards the end of this section E, which goes under F, and it describes the cost of all works required as a result of the subdivision, including the upgrades to stormwater system, are to be borne by the developer. And that kind of clarifies some of the comments that were asked by in public question time, and I think that's probably one of the things that gets me across the line on this one, so I'm supportive of the recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Dawson. All right, anyone else? Otherwise, I'll hand it to closing. Councillor Harris is in.
Thank you.
So Councillor Harris, then I'll come to Councillor Barwick. Let's go.
Just reflecting on a comment that was made by one of the speakers earlier, that there has been no discharge to the sea from the Curry River estuary, and they're worrying about too much water. I think that's due to the fact that there's been no rain, but I'm not sure how that gets to the fact that there's going to be way too much for the system when in the last 12 months there's been none.
Let's acknowledge it as a statement from the person in question time. It wasn't directly a question. You could interpret that two ways, I suspect. One being the volume of water, or alternatively the quality of water. One of the two, but you're correct. It's unclear.
Well, there was no mention of quality of water.
Correct. Councillor Barwick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a question, it is actually a question that I have concerns about is public open space. And in this document, I have noticed that the general manager on the 10th month 2023 signed a paper saying that council would not be requiring public open space but cash in lieu of. My question is, having this already been agreed prior, to me this is where we as a council should make that decision, but it's already been made now, so we can't alter that with that guarantee written in that letter. So my question is, as you've already written, saying that we council, so we are the council, you are, but management are council.
Thank you, Councillor Barwick. Through the chair to the general manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That agreement that you're referring to is not binding. The decision of council today is binding.
Correct. We're about to make a decision on that proposal. So it becomes binding should this motion succeed. Any other questions? Councillor Barwick.
How would we go? How would we go if we said, right, we would like to have public open space, which is equivalent of two blocks of land in that 40-lot subdivision. How would we go to, if we were to suddenly move a motion to say that's what we wanted to happen out at Beechford, what would that cause? Would that cause an issue with the letter that's already been written and agreed to with the planner?
I'm going to break that into. I'm going to seek advice from two of our employees. First, I'm going to ask the general manager to comment on the contract part, the letter of undertaking to the developer, and then I'm going to ask our planner to detail how an assessment is made and whether strategically you require physical open space or whether it's appropriate to take a 5% cash in lieu of open space provision. So over to the general manager first.
Thank you.
What I'd first say, Mr. Mayor, is that council has seen, has sought legal advice on this previously, that I don't have in front of me at the moment, but I'm happy to redistribute. But I will defer to Justin or our council's planner to talk through the mechanics of what would occur if council was to alter or to move a condition as such today. Noting that council has had this application before it already with proposed conditions.
Thank you. Over to you, Justin, through the chair.
Should council decide that it requires public open space today, you would need to give some consideration to where that space is, what purpose it serves, and
why you would want public open space there. You are entitled to take public open space there. The difficulty that we have is that council doesn't have any strategic documents to support requiring public open space in that particular location. The developer would be entitled to appeal that if they didn't agree with it, but also as the cost is essentially the equivalent, I don't know that they would be concerned with doing that. But again, I'd reiterate, the question is, why does council want public open space there? What does it hope to do with or achieve with that public open space? And does it think that that's a good use of those finances, considering that we already manage an open space in that area where we're hearing from the community that it's not adequately resourced or has sufficient infrastructure? Why would we want another under-resourced, insufficient open space area?
Good. And I just remind everybody that in very close proximity you do have the Beechford Camping Ground recreation area, which is sizable. So, just for your consideration. Thank you. Any other questions? Just.
I'd like to talk to the motion now.
To make a comment,
you may talk to the motion
if
now.
I can, and say the support that and the information of the letters that came in from the Beechford residents on this subdivision was very well put together, and the comments and their concerns that we've had to address here and spent a lot of time asking questions that we couldn't really ask in open council to sort out how people and how we were addressing the issues of their concern.
Good. I echo your sentiment. I think the team has done a thorough job. Councillor Orr, to speak to the motion.
Yeah, so the area has been zoned as a village back in 1993, at least, and has been changed zoning, and looks like no one objected at the time. So he's for people now to object because they want 40 plots in Beechford, where they had plenty of opportunity before, is a bit hard for developers coming into an area. Saying that, I am happy with the now we're looking at doing footpaths in our village areas. Even though they're gravel footpaths, been having nothing, and also looking doing tree landscaping. So even though there's no tree landscaping plan in this, there's also allowance for that to happen in the future. The public open space is a concern, not so much in the stage. It's more that existing public open space needs to be put in concrete. So we've actually got that land forever. At the moment, we're going to lease it, and that could change when the lease runs out. So hopefully we might look at that as well. Stormwater, that's I could see the concern that the residents have. Also could also help with some properties as well by diverting the water away from those properties. But I do have a major concern with the water runoff into the conservation area. But that'll be up to the landowner of the parks to approve that. I don't believe that's us to approve, so they'll be interesting in that one. And same with against light pollution as well, so I just like that one. And so I will note if people are still not happy with if we do pass it today, they also got an option to object to the TASCAT.
Correct. All right, good debate team. I'll hand that over to our mover, Councillor Lowe, to close.
Thank you. So it was just good to have the chance for people to ask their questions and get a clearer understanding, but at the end of the day, nobody changed the motion because it's very hard to change a motion when it's the planning authority. You'd have to have a very good reason backed by evidence and an alternative to what's being presented. So I really feel for the Beechford community that are struggling with this, but it's just that we're here today to act as the planning authority, and on that I ask all councillors to support the motion.
Thank you very much, and with that I'll put this to a vote. All of those in favour, please raise your hand or say aye. We have Councillor Keyser, Councillor Mason, Councillor Ashley, Councillor Harris, Councillor Lowe, Councillor Orr, Councillor Dawson, against Councillor Barwick. The motion has carried by 7-1.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Justin. Well done. Good job. Now, we'll ask Councillor Archer to return. Should we take an adjournment?
Okay.
Are you sure you're okay?
Thank you.
Just for the everybody present. Thank you very much. Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Thanks for coming through. We are having a few technology challenges today, so just bear with us. We may have to slow things down from time to time. Welcome back, Councillor Archer. Just for your benefit, the motion carried by 7-1. All right, are we good? Are we happy to go? Okay, we will continue. Section 8 is Office of the General Manager. Just noting that Councillor Harris has left the meeting. 8.1 is to acknowledge council workshops that were conducted during February and March. Can I call for a mover, please? Councillor Mason is our mover, seconded by Councillor Dawson. Councillor Mason.
Just your check. Thank you.
Thank you. Just noting 141, Councillor Harris has returned. Councillor Dawson.
Nothing further to add. Simply do receive the report.
Thank you. Any speakers for or against or questions? There are none. We'll put that one directly to a vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand or say aye.
What was that on the...
On the workshop report?
I just wanted to make it clear that I wasn't in for the Lowy's Wind Farm presentation.
It is on the audio. All right, so do you want me to record your vote, sir?
Yeah.
For? Okay, the motion is carried unanimously. Thank you. Section 9, Infrastructure and Development. There are nil. Section 10, Corporate and Community. Section 10.1 pertains to a sponsorship request to fund an event entitled Autumn Songs. For a sum of $5,000, the report is self-explanatory.
Mr. Chairman, could I ask a question on this item being in this agenda?
Yes, you may.
At the last workshop, when it came to our workshop, the discussion, I think, was that it was to come back to a workshop with more information, not turn up here at a meeting.
I can't comment on that. Councillor Harris? No, it's definitely in the agenda in front of us today with a recommendation.
But that's not my question. My comment was that we
said
to do a workshop for more information, and I don't know how the heck it got on the agenda. And from 2 weeks, the figures have changed to what's in the agenda in 2 weeks. I have an issue with it.
Right. Let's ask our general manager. Mr. Powell, do you want to just elaborate?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thank you for the question, Councillor Barwick. My recollection is that further information was required. It's not my recollection that it was requested to be considered a workshop in advance of a council formal consideration, but I may be wrong, and that's why it's included in today's agenda.
While we're at it, we do have our Director of Corporate and Communities here, Cheryl. Do you want to just comment on maybe if some of the details have changed since it was presented at workshop?
Cheryl wasn't here.
Through you, Mayor, some of the details have, there's some additional details in the report that we have received from the applicant, which outlined, from my understanding, I wasn't at workshop, but from my understanding of the requirements of the questions from workshop, those answers have been provided within the report.
Thank you. All right, with that, I'm going to ask for a mover and a seconder, please. Can I call for a mover, please?
I'll move the recommendation.
Councillor Archer is our mover, and seconded by Councillor Dawson. Councillor Archer.
The report's pretty self-explanatory. I think it's, time's up. There's not enough time anyway, so it's all done and dusted, but they're welcome to apply for other grants. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Dawson.
Just read what it says here. The applicant indicated the event will be delayed due to the tight schedule. No alternative data has been provided. There has not yet been an event application submitted. So I would say no.
Thank you very much. So I'll just quickly we'll add, before we open to questions, it's wonderful to receive applications from our community. Hopefully that goes a little bit better next time around, but I sincerely hope that we haven't seen the last of the applicant. We're big supporters of some of his other endeavours. All right, I'll open that to speakers for, against, or any questions. Councillor Orr.
Thank you, Mayor. Just further on to Councillor Bowie's comments before, we actually did workshop this morning, so we did have plenty of time to discuss it again this morning. Aspect, and I don't think anything's changed since our original workshop, that was not for the event stage.
That's helpful. Thank you, Councillor Orr. Anybody else? Otherwise, I'll hand it over to our mover, Councillor Archer, to close.
Yep, they've put on other events before that have been good and that, but I can't see if there's any controversy here. You know, if they're not organised, they're not organised. They can come again some other time. Thanks.
Thank you. And with that, we will put that to a vote. All those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hand or say aye. Councillor Keyser, Councillor Barwick, Councillor Lowe, Councillor Orr, Councillor Dawson, all those opposed, Councillor Mason, Councillor Ashby, Councillor Harris. And Councillor Archer was our mover, so he was definitely a yes, absolutely. Thank you. Councillor Mason. Ashby, Councillor Harris, and then the rest, which is... Yep.
Can we just confirm that we've got the voting on screen correct before we move on, please?
I just want to make sure. Barwick, Keyser, Archer, we should have Lowe. Yes, and then we've got Councillor Orr and Councillor Dawson. Mason, Ashley Harris. Yes, that is correct.
There's a support,
not react. So that means we've got Councillor Harris there. As we just have Mason and Ashley, so the motion, which is to not provide $5,000 sponsorship, is carried. Correct. Thank you. Yeah, I got that down. How are we going with the technology?
Great, thank you.
Good, just yell if you need a bit of a relief. Sorry, Louise is battling with the online server, which is lagging and making it a challenge for her today. All right, Section 10.2, Community Assistance Grants. Always hotly contended. This time around, we received three compliant requests. All three of those requests have been processed and duly considered by our council team. The three requests are in no particular order. Firstly, the Weymouth Progress Association for a commercial dishwasher, the Bass and Flinders Bowl and Community Club for Southern and Western Shade Shelters, and the Georgetown Baptist Church for a multi-purpose sports and basketball court. Okay, do you have a question before I call for movers?
No, I'll move the motion.
Okay, so you're going to move en bloc, you move the recommendation as it stands?
No.
So let's just break this down. So we're first going to have Councillor Orr, and just bear with us here while we get the notes right, as our mover. And what is the motion you're moving, sir?
We'll move them to split up the three. So three motions.
You move them as separate, individually? Yeah. So you're going to move each one, or are we going to move to vote for one, and then I call for movers for each one successively?
That's exactly right.
So you can move one of those three recommendations.
Right.
So which one would you like to move? Recommendation one?
So we still move the other ones, eh?
We're going to break it into three separate motions. We're going to break it into three separate motions, and I'm going to call for movers for each one. That is correct, yeah.
Okay.
Just nominate the motion.
So nominate which one you want to move.
Okay, I move that the financial assistance to Weymouth Pro Race Association of $2,000 towards purchase of commercial dishwasher to be moved to a budget request.
Okay, so Councillor Orr is moving item one, but with a change that it is moved to a FY24-25 budget request. Sound right?
Yes.
I think I got that one right. Do you agree with that summation?
We'll just get to a moment for Louise.
We'll get to Louise to catch up. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Considered, so not necessarily approved, but part of budget consideration for 24-25 budget request for. Thank you. I'm going to read it back to you for the audio, so everybody who's listening knows what we're voting on. So the motion from Councillor Orr is that the Weymouth Progress Association request of $2,000 towards the purchase of a commercial dishwasher be considered in the 24-25 budget process. Do you agree with that, Councillor Orr?
Yes.
At that point, I'll call for a seconder for Councillor Orr's motion. The seconder is Councillor Archer. Take it away, Councillor Orr.
So the grant process is for community grants, but one of the Progress Association applied for $2,000 for commercial dishwasher for a council-owned building. So to me, it's not a community grant. We want the grant to ourselves, or conditions for ourselves. So I think it's more of a budget request. It's got to have additional, if we decide to go ahead with it, as it needs additional money put towards it, labour and so on. So I think it's more of a budget request than a grant application.
I think that's fair enough. I think that's a good summation. As seconder, Councillor Archer, anything you want to add?
I think Jason's pretty right on this one, because we don't know. We could grant him this and then sort of be lumped with carpentry costs or plumbing costs, and I think it's entirely, it's to go in a council building. It's entirely good practice, I think, to cost it up properly, fully, so that we're fully aware, and not to dissuade them from actually pursuing it. But I think it's appropriate. Thanks.
Thank you. With that, I will open it to speakers. Councillor Dawson.
I'll speak against it, and I think to move it into budget process when we've already got a recommendation in front of us that basically gives all the reasons why we shouldn't support the purchase and installation of one, or a dishwasher, to move it into budget pretty much hides that, the transparency of that process to the Weymouth Progress Association. So I'd prefer it to be a decision that, as it was recommended by the council officers, to make a hard decision about it now, And then we know why, and there's still opportunity for that, and there has always been opportunity for that to be submitted by Weymouth Progress Association as a budget request, which is, they chose this path. This is a path that they chose, and here we are changing their fate for them. I think it's not the right way to go.
Thank you, Councillor Dawson. Any other speakers? Councillor Harris.
Thank you, Mayor. Being as how it is a council-owned building, and because it's not up to scratch for the installation, and it needs $2,000 worth of plumbing and electrics, shouldn't we be paying that? Because it is our building. So I'd say we'd be paying that, and we'd possibly fund a bit more of this one.
Thank you, Councillor Harris. Any other speakers for the motion?
Can I foreshadow a motion?
You can foreshadow a motion.
Foreshadow the officer's recommendation if this motion does not get up.
What was it?
So, Councillor Dawson, just foreshadowing that he will be the mover for the officer's recommendation.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, can we just seek some clarity? The officer's recommendation deals with three items.
Purely on point one.
Just if we can confirm that with the
can
mover, please.
Can you just confirm that, please, Mr. Councillor Dawson?
In regards to the Weymouth Progress Association application.
Correct, so thank you. Regarding one. Are there any other speakers for the motion? So, Councillor Dawson has moved a foreshadowed motion that he will move the officer's recommendation for item one, in other words, exclusively for the Weymouth Progress Association.
Councillor Bart? I'm going to speak in support.
Can I ask you to just move that microphone? I'm finding it a little tricky.
Yeah, well, I was moving myself back to get comfortable.
Thank you.
I'm speaking in support of the motion that's been put forward. Again, this is a council asset, supposedly a council asset. Like Councillor Harris said, it's a council building. We've got issues with plumbing out there and so forth, etc. We've had that's our responsibility as owners of that building, not the association's responsibility. We should have money in a budget every year for maintenance for all our halls, which I don't believe we do have. But we should have. And the other issue is the health inspector went out there from this council, told them what they had to do. They ended up and we had to put filters on the taps, the water taps, so that they were having nearly like good water from what we've lived with for years out there, tank water. Then that report from that health inspector from here got overrode by a consultant health inspector that we use from West Tamar Council that come out and has said, these people don't need these things. Contradiction just happening all over the place about this. As I noticed in the comment, it made comment towards the cupboards, you know, that there was in one area where there wasn't... Or it might have been just a statement around the table saying that they'd had new cupboards all fitted out there. But the machine that they want will go fit it. They've got carpenters out there that qualified carpenters could do that and save council a lot of money, but that's an issue between the council and them. But to me, we will listen to the community, we will support our communities and things they want. And this is the only way we're going to support them, is that we put it in a budget, as a budgeted line item, so be it, because it needs to happen. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Barwick. Councillor Lowe, and then I'll have a few words to say.
I'm happy to wait.
No, please, go right here.
So this is a good example of when you have Councillor a discussion, Harrison. You ping-pong around what you think. So I was always for... supporting the motion to approve the dishwasher at Weymouth because I think it's progressive. I don't think we should have been holding them back for future events. I know that there was a lot of other things surrounding why it wasn't recommended, and then hearing Councillor Winston and Councillor Archer